Sure. I'm Lisa Richardson. I'm Executive Director of South Dakota Corn.
Tell me about the rally that's going on tomorrow.
The rally, we found out that Administrator Pruitt was coming to what we consider ethanol country. In South Dakota, agriculture is far and away our largest industry. You can add up the things below it, and it doesn't even equal what agriculture is. We have about 750,000 people in this state. We have 12,500 farmers. We have 10,000 South Dakotans invested in ethanol. We have over 5,000 people employed in the ethanol industry in this state. Administrator Pruitt has not listened to Donald Trump to give us E15. We want to be able to use E15 year-round. We want access to the marketplace. But more importantly, he's undermined with these large multi-billion-dollar company bailouts with these waivers. So this is a chance. We've got farmers coming in. We've got tractors rolling. In South Dakota, this is right in the middle. I mean, we just got done planting, and people are still planting soybeans, and they're starting to spray. But this is critically important to our industry.
So what's the message that you'd like the administrator to get?
Stop the waivers and give us RVP now, E15 access immediately. We're simply saying, that's what we expect, or he's really not welcome here.
Give me the nature of his visit and how this came about.
That's a great question, one that I probably am not the right person to ask. I heard about it from the National Sorghum people and was quite surprised. So we contacted EPA and others, and we have never been given the final details on it. But if he's coming into agriculture, which is our largest industry, corn, we produce about 800 million bushels of corn. We use 350 to 370 million for ethanol production in the state. Put that in perspective, for all of our livestock, it's 90 million. This is a huge industry here. President Trump in April and in May said, farmers, I'm going to give you E15, and he's been good to the farmers. For some unknown reason, Administrator Pruitt hasn't followed through on that. And the reason being, he's from oil country, candidly. It's not unknown.
Do you anticipate actually having contact with the administrator?
I have not been invited to speak or hear from the administrator. I do know that we have a lot of our leaders coming in to have this. We do know he is in Sioux Falls tomorrow morning, but we do not know where.
Okay. So, in other words, the rally will be going on independent
yes.
or away from his visit.
Yes.